This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Brothers and sisters, the devil will not stop trying to bother us. Never, not even in our dreams. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ar-ru'ya thalatha." There are three types of dreams. Type 1 is from Allah. It's a good dream and there's benefit from it. Type 2 is from our own self. It's a general dream, not beneficial and not harmful. It is based on what we have been busy doing and thinking of. The third type of dreams are from the shaitan. It is a dream of no benefit, rather just causing us pain and harm, a complete nightmare. And did you know that even the companions early on suffered from this type of dream? Abu Salama, may Allah be pleased by him, said, "I used to see dreams that were so bad that would go as far as making me sick." When Abu Qatada heard that, he said, "And I too had dreams that were so bad that would ruin my day." Dreams such as the ones that make us see disasters and calamities, even false accusations and doubts against our loved ones. And these dreams from the shaitan can be so bad that we feel like we want to yell and scream in it, but we cannot, as if something is suppressing us. Well, all of that is from the shaitan. And once we wake up, shaitan's trick against us is not done. He wants us to be so worried of what we have seen, so that we can talk about it with others and even make them sad and disturbed. Grow the circle of disturbance. That was shaitan once. But no, we will not fall for the trick of shaitan, inshaAllah. Rather, we should do the following four things taught to us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't forget to say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number one, فَلْيَتَعَوَّذْ بِاللَّهِ. If you wake up from a bad dream, a nightmare, we should seek Allah's refuge from the evil of the dream and the evil of the devil, these two. The second thing we should do is blow a slightly wet blow three times to our left. This will help push the effects of shaitan away. Number three, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلَا يُحَدِّثْ بِهَا أَحَدًا. We should not share our bad, non-beneficial dreams with anyone. And he said, فَإِنَّهَا لَن تَضُرُّهُ. That dream will not harm you. So do not be too worried and concerned about it and call that person and try to reach that sheikh. No, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not share it and this nightmare will not harm us, inshaAllah. Lastly, number four. Next time before we sleep, we should read from the bottom of our hearts Ayatul Kursi, verse 255 of chapter 2 from the Quran. And inshaAllah, it will protect us from the shaitan and serve like a do not disturb sign all night long. May Allah bless your sleep and feel free to share this video so others may benefit. Assalamu alaikum.